This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Israel and Sudan agreed on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's happy to have Sudan join the group.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things. I mean, it could be a very, very successful, wonderful country, and I think it will be. It's been hampered by what's going on in the world.
In a joint statement, Israel and Sudan say they plan to begin by opening economic and trade relations with an initial focus on agriculture. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that countries in the Northern Hemisphere are at a critical juncture with rising cases and deaths.
Too many countries are seeing an exponential increase in cases, and that's now leading to hospitals and ICU running close or above capacity, and we're still only in October.
Maria Van Kerkhove, the WHO's technical lead on coronavirus, says the latest numbers are worrying.
In the last 24 hours, we've had almost 445,000 cases reported. Almost half of those are from Europe. And so while we're in a different situation now where we can test more, we can carry out more surveillance, the worry that we have are the numbers of individuals who are requiring hospitalization.
Many countries in Europe have imposed new curfews in an attempt to curb the spread of the virus. The Nigerian president's office says many lives have been lost in days of unrest, as the government says peaceful protests over police abuses were hijacked by thugs. But authorities barely acknowledge reports of the military killing at least 12 peaceful demonstrators earlier this week. This is VOA News. President Trump and his allies fought for support in pivotal battleground states Friday after a debate performance that gave new hope to anxious Republicans. At a campaign rally, President Trump says he'll have a lot more rallies leading up to the election.
We'll be doing two or three of these and then four of these, and then we're going to end up five or six of these a day. Do you believe that? Is this any kind of a life? Is this a life? Who can do that? Who can do that? Do you think Sleepy Joe can do that? I don't think so.
Democrat Joe Biden, campaigning close to home, tried to clean up a debate misstep while urging voters to stay focused on the president's inability to control the worsening pandemic.
We need a single source of guidance that we can trust, where we know the information won't change for any reason other than the science that guides it. Not political expediency, not public image.
The surge of activity, with just 11 days remaining in the 2020 contest, highlighted the candidates' divergent strategies, styles, and policy prescriptions that are shaping the campaign's closing days. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is urging an end to fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh as he met with his counterparts from Azerbaijan and Armenia, but there were no signs of progress. Pompeo held separate meetings in Washington, an hour apart, with the two foreign ministers. Two ceasefire bids have already failed in the month of fighting, with Armenia acknowledging that Azerbaijan has made military gains on the ground. The United States says it's neutral, but Pompeo has criticized Turkey and, in a recent interview, described Armenia's actions as defensive. The chief negotiators of Britain and the European Union met on Friday for intensive negotiations on a last-minute trade deal that would stave off a tumultuous finale to the five-year-old Brexit crisis. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
Fishing is proving a key point of tension as last-minute talks continue between the EU and Britain over a post-Brexit trade deal. Fishing alone was just 0.03% of Britain's economic output in 2019, but it is an emotive subject for Brexit supporters. They see it as a symbol of the sovereignty that leaving the EU should bring. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has insisted on the so-called taking back control of UK waters, while the EU wants to keep access to it. In France, British waters are crucial, and being locked out would cause trouble for French President Emmanuel Macron.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday a meeting of Western Military Alliance defense ministers had agreed to expand its training mission in Iraq to help Iraqi forces fight extremism. You're listening to VOA News.